You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. We're joined now by T-Storm Weather's Mike Tenora to take a look at the weather forecast. Mike, thanks for being with us. I think there's a rainstorm that's in the offing for part of the Midwest. Can you tell me about that system?
Well, if you look off to the north and west, you can see that in Iowa there are a few showers and thunderstorms out there. That is the beginning of what will be a major rain event for tonight and tomorrow for parts of the northern Corn Belt. Even at this late juncture, it's a bit difficult to figure out exactly where this system is going to drop a lot of rain. That said, we have pretty high confidence that it will most likely be along or north of Interstate 80. And no matter where it ends up, we think around 25 to maybe even 30 or 40% of U.S. corn and soybean production will receive at least a half of an inch of rain from this event, with, say, around 20% to receive over 1 inch of rain. So this is a pretty big event for August. The only real problem with it is that we'd like to see it a little bit further to the south and east. As you move into parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, despite all of the rain that we had back in June and July, it is a bit dry right now, and one or two good rains right now would be ideal for soybeans more than corn, and we're not really sure if we're going to see that. Once this system goes through, it's pretty clear that we're going to turn dry once again, and we're going to turn much warmer. Next week will be more like summer than we've seen in a while, with high temperatures well into the 80s and 90s for most of next week.
And then if you turn your attention to other things that are happening across the United States, I guess there's a hurricane that may be coming in towards Florida next week?
Yeah, that is a concern. Right now we have Tropical Storm Erica. It's a little bit far away to be too concerned with it at the moment, but there's an array of evidence that shows that that system is going to move toward the Atlantic side of Florida. So we're talking eastern Florida, say from Miami and points north, and then possibly interact with some warm water around there and affect either the Georgia or South Carolina coastline. Now, the system is not going to even attempt to make landfall until at earliest Sunday, and more than likely not until Monday or Tuesday. We're not really sure exactly how this system is going to play out, but the one thing we do have confidence in is that its remnant circulation later next week is unlikely to move into either the Delta or the Corn Belt. So we're not looking for a lot of rain from this system. Typically for the Corn Belt or Delta to have rain, we need a hurricane to move into the Gulf of Mexico and then move straight on to the north, say similarly to what Hurricane Katrina did 10 years ago. Now, we're not looking for that setup. It would be more toward, again, the other side of Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico. This is one of these situations you just have to watch. We don't have a lot of indications that suggest that would turn into a severe storm, but anytime you have a tropical storm or a hurricane near the United States coastline, you have to keep an eye on it.
And very quickly, the wheat crop in Australia, how is it faring?
Well, it's interesting what's been happening there. There's been some pretty big rains over the last week in the key areas of eastern Australia. That goes directly in the face of El Nino conditions, which would typically lead to below normal rainfall and a drought. Now, we could still see below normal rainfall through the end of the year, but that was a very big event because wheat is jointing now and beginning to head. And when you see a good rain at that time of the year, we all know that that usually tends to help out that crop. We'll still need more rains, but we did receive one good rain so far.
Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition. It's the 27th day of August of the Closing Market Report.